Well, this is the last message of the year that we will be hearing.
这是我们今年最后一次要听的信息。
And as we come to these times, it's a good idea to reflect, to consecrate, and to begin the new year in the Lord Jesus.
我们来到主的跟前，我们需要在新的一年更新我们的奉献。
We do have the blessed assurance.
我们实在有福的确据。
We have known His tender mercies.
我们也认识他的温柔的怜悯。
They are new every morning.
每日都是新的。
And tomorrow morning in the new year, there is His grace and mercy.
明天在新年也有他的恩典跟怜悯。
We're talking about the mercy of God.
我们在这里讲到神的怜悯。
There's a famous hymn that talks about His mercy.
有一首名的诗歌教导他的怜悯。
I don't know if you've ever heard it before.
不知道你们有没有听过。
It says there's a wideness to God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea.
讲到神的怜悯如大海那样的宽广。
How wide is God's mercy?
神的怜悯是多么的宽广呢？
This can only be measured by the wideness of His heart.
只能用他那宽广的心来测度。
When we as mere men are asked that question, how wide is God's mercy?
当我们这些人来问神的怜悯有多大呢？
We can only answer with a question, who knows?
我们只能够答有谁知道呢？
So last night we looked at some scriptures.
昨天晚上我们看到了一些的经文。
Where people cried out for mercy, saying, who knows?
在那里有人要有求怜悯，说有谁知道呢？
Even now, in this last minute, God can turn and be merciful to us.
说或者在这最后的一刻，神可以回转向我们施怜悯。
And so this is our thinking in these evenings.
这是我们晚上的思想。
To know the wideness of His mercy.
去认识他怜悯的大。
Now it's one thing for us to believe it.
我们可以这样相信。
But in the kingdom of God, as His servants, we are to be merciful.
但是在神的国度里面，我们这些作为他仆人的，我们要有怜悯。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
怜悯人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
And so we're looking at the great wideness of the mercy of our Lord Jesus.
当我们在这里瞻仰我们主那宽广的怜悯的时候，
Our brother Peng has mentioned our Lord Jesus in His mercy.
我们的彭弟兄讲到主耶稣的怜悯。
There at the last minute, the thief hung on the cross and Jesus showed him mercy.
在强盗挂在十字架上，在最末了的时刻，主耶稣向他施了怜悯。
There was the woman. It was too late. She was caught in adultery and deserved to be stoned. But Jesus showed her mercy.
在那里有行淫的妇人，她给抓到了，没有机会了，要用石头打死。主耶稣向她施了怜悯。
Jesus is the great shepherd who had compassion as He looked upon the multitude as sheep without a shepherd.
主是那伟大的牧者，他看到羊如没有牧人一样。
How wide is His mercy?
他的怜悯有多么的深呢？
Wide enough to leave the 99 and go across the hillside steep to find that one lost sheep.
他的怜悯是那么的宽广，他要放下那99只羊去寻找那一只迷失的羔羊。
You may be here tonight.
今天你在这里。
But you don't know the mercy of Jesus the shepherd.
但是你还不够认识耶稣基督那牧人的怜悯。
But he is coming for you.
他来寻找你。
He loves you.
他爱你。
The world would condemn you, but Jesus wants you to be his.
世界要定你的罪，耶稣要得着你为他的羊。
And even now, at the end of this year,
如今在年底的时候，
as we gather as his flock,
当我们聚在一起是他的羊群，
he gives unto us his constant love.
他把他那持久的爱给我们。
But he is also looking beyond this flock.
但他也看到更多的羊群。
There are many more who belong to him who have yet to be found.
还有许多是属于他的还没有找到的。
There are many of his own sheep that have gone far astray and his shepherd's eye is watching.
还有许多主的羊他们偏行了己路，牧者的眼睛也看着他们。
And he is looking for some people
他在那里寻找更多的人。
who are full of mercy and compassion
他要得着那些满了怜悯跟感情的人。
who can be his ambassadors of reconciliation
要得着这些人成为他的大使，来把这些人能够带回主的跟前。
Even tonight in the United States
今天晚上在美国，
Even in Times Square in New York City
在纽约的时代广场，
Even in San Francisco, that evil city
就算在三藩市这个充满罪恶的城市，
And even in the slippery Silicon Valley
在这个硅谷的地方，
Our Savior looks with eyes of mercy
我们的救主是以他怜悯的眼睛在那里寻找人。
And so here we are tonight
今天我们在这里。
And we want to think about these things
我们要思想这些的事情。
We want to read just a few scriptures
我们要读几处的圣经。
We begin in Matthew chapter 16
我们先打开马太第十六章。
We want to read a little statement that Jesus makes
我们读主所讲的一些话。
The Pharisees and Sadducees were full of knowledge, but no mercy.
第一节那里，法利赛人和撒都盖人，他们满了有知识，但是他们没有怜悯。
And so in Matthew chapter 16,
所以在马太十六章的里面，
The Pharisees and Sadducees came up and tested Jesus, asking him to show them a sign from heaven.
法利赛人和撒都盖人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
But he replied to them, When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather for the sky is red. And in the morning, there will be a storm today for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the signs in the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times?
第二到四节，耶稣回答说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要晴；早上天发红又发黑，你们说今日必有风雨，你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这个时候的神迹。一个邪恶淫乱的世代，除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给你们看。耶稣就离他们去了。
And then to his own beloved 12 disciples in Matthew chapter 26.
然后我们再看像他的十二个门徒所说的马太二十六章。
Verse 40-41.
四十四十一节
And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
来到门徒那里，见他睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片刻吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”
And then we want to turn again to the end of Hebrews chapter 4.
我们再翻到希伯来书第四章
，and verse 14 through 16.
14到16节。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣基督，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And then finally, we want to read a prayer of mercy.
我们最后要读一个求怜悯的祷告。And
that's found in Psalm 80.
是在诗篇第80篇。So
we want to read the whole Psalm.
我们要读全篇的诗篇。Psalm
80.
诗篇80篇,
a psalm of Asaph.
亚萨的诗,
O give ear, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth.
领约瑟如领羊群之以色列的牧者啊，求你留心听，坐在基木伯上的啊，求你发出光来。
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your power and come to save us, O God. Turn us. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved.
在以法莲便雅悯马拿西前面施展你的大能来救我们。神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them to drink tears in large measure. And you make us an object of contention to our neighbors. And our enemies laugh among themselves. O God of hosts, turn us and cause your face to shine, and we will be saved.
耶和华万军之神啊，你向你百姓的祷告发怒，要到几时呢？你眼泪。 当食物给他们吃，又多粮出眼泪给他们喝。你使邻邦因我们纷争，我们的仇敌彼此嬉笑。万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
You removed the vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedars of God with its boughs. It was sending its branches to the sea, and its shoots to the river.
你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。你在这树跟前预备了地方，它就深深扎根，爬满了地。它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。 它发出枝子，长到长到大海，发出蔓子，延到大河。
Why have you broken down its hedges so that all who pass that way pick its fruit? A boar from the forest eats it away, and whatever moves in the field feeds on it.
你为何拆毁这树的篱笆，任凭一切过路的摘取？
O God of hosts, turn again, we beseech you. Look down from heaven and see and take care of this vine, even the shoot which your right hand has planted, and on the son whom you have strengthened for yourself.
你为何林中出来的野猪把它糟蹋，野地的走兽拿它当食物？万军之神啊，求你转回，从天上垂看，眷顾这葡萄。
It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance.
保护你肉手所栽的和你为自己所坚固的枝子, 这树已经被火焚烧，被刀砍伐，他们因你脸上的怒气就灭亡了。
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Lord God of hosts, turn us. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved.
愿你的手扶持你右边的人，就是你为自己所坚固的人子。这样我们便不退后离开你，求你救活我们，我们就要求告你的名。耶和华万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we do thank you for your precious word, and now we ask that your Holy Spirit would teach us accordingly.
亲爱的父，我们谢谢你给我们的话，我们现在求你用你的圣灵来指教我们。
We ask that we might receive mercy even this evening.
我们愿意今天晚上再蒙了连续。
For we would be your faithful servants.
我们要成为你忠心的仆人。
Help us, Lord, we pray.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The Lord's word to his disciples was watch and pray.
神向他门徒所说的乃是要警醒祷告。
You remember how things unfold at the end of Matthew, where Jesus begins to tell his disciples about the signs of the end times.
你知道在马太末了的时候，主耶稣就开始向门徒解说末了时候的征兆。
But after speaking of these signs, he says, But you do not know the day nor the hour of my return, so watch and pray.
当他讲了这些的记号以外，他就说，你们不知道我的时刻，所以你们要警醒祷告。
And even at the end of this year, in this very evening, the Lord is looking for those who watch and pray.
就算今天晚上，在这年中的最后一天，主在我们当中寻找那些警醒祷告的人。
Now we know in God's full thought,
我们知道在神整个的心意里面，
that the whole church should be watching and pray.
全教会都应当是在警醒祷告。
God's purpose is to gain a bride in this hour who faithfully watches and prays.
神的旨意乃是今天要得着他的心腹，让他忠心的警醒等候他。
But we have to acknowledge that many in the church, even on this evening, are reveling in drunkenness and backslidden.
我们要承认，今天在他的教会的里面，多少人在那里沉睡，在那里醉酒。
They seem to have little care for the Lord's return.
他们好像不在意主的再来。
And so the Lord may come like a thief in the night.
所以主就好像夜间的贼一样临到。
But those who watch and pray,
当然那警醒祷告的。
We hope the Lord comes back before the end of 2010.
我们在这里盼望主能够在2010年之前临到。
That would be the best.
那实在是最好的。
And this is our desire.
这是我们的心愿。
But the Lord looks for His church.
但是主在那里等候他的教会。
But like the disciples, he finds them asleep.
好像门徒那样，主发现他们睡着了。
And so what can he do?
他能够做什么呢？
His full thought is the whole church watching and pray.
他完全的心意乃是全教会警醒祷告。
But because this is not the case,
但是实际不是这个情况。
God has a provision of mercy.
神就预备了怜悯。
He has a remnant.
他有一些的余民。
Now the remnant is not God's full thought.
余民不是神那完全的心意。
But somebody must stand upon this earth, standing in that place of a faithful servant.
但是地上需要有一些人站在忠心仆人的地位上。
So God has provided a provision of mercy.
所以神就预备了怜悯。
We remember in the book of Isaiah in chapter 1.
我们记得在以赛亚第一章的里面告诉我们，
The prophet says, unless God had kept for himself a remnant, we would have become like Sodom and Gomorrah.
他说,如果不是神为自己预备一些的渔民,我们就好像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
The church is in a place of judgment tonight.
教会站在一个被审判的地位。
But he looks for a remnant who watch and pray.
但是他在那里预备了渔民,在那里警醒祷告。
He calls this remnant vessels of mercy.
他称这些的渔民为怜悯的器皿。
If you look in Romans chapter 9,
如果你看罗马书第九章,
as Paul is speaking on this matter of Israel,
保罗在这里讲到以色列,
we read in verse 22,
我们看22节,
what if, this is another question of mercy,
在这里说上若又是一个怜悯的问号,
what if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction.
上若神要显明他的愤怒,彰显他的全能,就多多忍耐宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿。
And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory.
他又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
Even us, whom he has called, not from among Jews only, but also from among the Gentiles.
这些器皿就是我们被神所召,不但是从犹太人中,也是从外邦人中,这有什么不可能呢?
As he says also in Hosea, I will call those who were not my people, and her who was not beloved, beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God.
就像神在何西亚书上,那本来不是我子民的,我要称他为我的子民,本来不是蒙爱的,我要称他为蒙爱的。
Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be like the sand of the sea, it is the remnant which will be saved.
27节,以赛亚指着以色列人喊着说,以色列人虽多如海沙,得救的不过是剩下的余数。
God has vessel of mercy.
神得着怜悯的器皿。
This is a sovereign act of God.
这是神主权的作为。
God the Father
父神
will not allow
他不允许
this earth
这块地
to not have somebody standing on this earth saying, Jesus Christ, your Son, is my Master.
他不允许这个地上没有一些人站在地上说耶稣基督是我的主。
It violates all righteousness.
因为在这里违反了一切的公义。
After all that the Lord Jesus has done,
主已经做成了这一切,
every tongue will confess he is Lord.
万口都要承认他是主。
But not all Christians do that tonight.
今天不是每一个基督徒都这样的承认。
Many have gone far away.
有许多他们偏离了。
Many say they know him as Savior, but not as Lord.
有许多说他们接受他做救主,但他不是他们的主。
And so God, in his mercy, chooses some people.
所以在神怜悯的底下,他选召了一些人。
These people are not more spiritual.
这些人不一定是更属灵。
They're not more gifted.
也不一定更有恩赐。
They're not more worthy.
也不是更配。
They only have one thing.
他们只有一件事。
They have a heart after God.
他们有一个心向着神。
And God looks at the heart.
神检查我们的心。
And so in this evening,
所以今天晚上,
the Lord has such a remnant.
他有一些的渔民。
We see from Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们在启示录第二、第三章的里面,
that the whole church is not this remnant.
不是 全教会都是渔民。
It is those who overcome.
是得胜的。
Who hear what the Spirit is saying.
听到圣灵所说的话的。
Who repent and obey the Lord.
他们悔改，他们顺服主。
But there's many others there in the church of Laodicea, or the church in Sardis, or the church in Ephesus.
但是还有许多在老底家，在以弗所，在撒底教会里面的。
They became so busy, they left their first love.
他们太忙碌了，他们离开了那起初的爱。
They became so disobedient, like Sardis, they fell asleep.
他们不顺服，好像撒迪，他们睡着了。
Or they became so compromised, like Laodicea, that they're only lukewarm.
他们妥协了，好像老底家的教会，他们不冷不热。
The Lord speaks to His whole church at this hour. Repent.
在这个时刻。主向全教会发出呼召，你们要悔改。
But even in this hour, many say, I don't hear anything.
就算在这个时刻，有许多人说，我没有听到。
And that brings us to an unusual place.
就把我们带到一个不正常的光景。
There is no church full of overcomers, an overcomer church.
在那里没有一个所谓得胜者的教会。
But by His mercy, in every church, there are overcomers.
但是借着他的怜悯，每个教会里面都有一些的得胜者。
And even on this night,
今天晚上
they watch and pray.
他们仍然警醒祷告。
And what are they doing?
他们做什么？
Their hearts are broken because the Lord's heart is broken.
他们的心碎了，因为主的心碎了。
And they're standing in a place.
他们站在一个地位上。
And they're testifying.
他们在那里做见证。
Oh Lord, will you please take our offering as the offering of the whole church?
他们说主啊，愿你接受我摆上的奉献，代表全教会的奉献。
We are nothing.
我们不算多少。
We're a most pitiful remnant.
我们是可怜的一群渔民。
But your whole church is in darkness.
但是你全教会在黑暗的里面。
And so we come and watch and pray tonight.
所以今天晚上我们来到这里警醒祷告。
We stand for all our brothers and sisters.
我们为了所有的弟兄姊妹，我们在这里站立。
Lord,
主啊
，Have mercy,
怜悯我们。
Now the remnant of those who know the Lord's mercy,
渔民那些认识神怜悯的人。
Again, our brother has spoken to us about the remnant.
我们的弟兄讲到渔民。
The remnant were those 7,000.Who had not bowed the knee to Baal in the days of Elijah.
那渔民乃是那七千没有向巴利屈膝的。
Or do you remember the last picture of the remnant in the Old Testament?
你记得在旧约最后那些渔民吗？
You go to the very end of Malachi.
我们来到马拉基书最末了。
And you will see there's the remnant at the very end.
你那个用最后的一些的渔民
，We see in chapter 3,
我们看到在马拉基书第三章第十六节
，Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem His name, they will be mine.Says the Lord of hosts.
那时敬畏耶和华彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前记录。敬畏耶和华的人，思念他名的人，耶和华说，他们必属我。
So when this remnant heard the prophecy of Malachi,
当这些渔民听到马拉基先知的话。
Because they feared God,
因着他们敬畏神
they gathered together and spoke about the words.
他们聚在一起，他们彼此谈论
and they talked about what they could do to honor the name of Jehovah.
他们在那里讲如何的在纪念册纪念敬畏耶和华
and God looked down.
神在那里查看
You are mine.
他说，你们是属于我的
I see your heart.
我看到你们的心。
Now, does it say they were perfect?
没有说他们是完全。
But they had a heart And they feared the Lord.
他们有一个心，他们敬畏神。
And this is one of the principles we see throughout the Bible.
这是在整卷圣经里我们看到一个原则。
We find it stated by a prophet in the 2 Chronicles, chapter 16.
我们看到在历代志下16章。
And it's the first basis of the remnant prayer.
是渔民祷告的第一个原则。
In chapter 16,
历代志下16章
a prophet is speaking.
先知在那里说。
And we just look at the first part of the verse.
我们只看第前面一半第九节。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人，就是心里向着主，完全向着主的人。
Isn't that wonderful?
这实在是美好。
Our God has a radar.
我们的主好像有一个雷达一样。
And it's scanning the earth.
在横扫在地上。
What is he looking for?
他在寻找什么？
People whose hearts are captured.
他要寻找那些人的心给他夺去的。
And why does he stop when he sees such?
为什么当他找到这个他就停在那里？
Because he wants to stand with them.
因为他要与他们一同站立。
My version says he to strongly support those whose hearts are wholly his.
这里说他要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
Even though the remnant, along with the rest, may have to go to exile.
这些的渔民可能跟其他的人要被掳。
Even in exile, they experience a special mercy.
就算他们在被掳的当中，他们也蒙了特别的怜悯。
God looks to and fro and sees them.
主在那里看着他们。
And then what does he do?
他做什么？
This is a most amazing thing.
这实在是最奇妙的事情。
He tells them what he is going to do.
他告诉他们他要做什么事。
Now you know this, but I will show you scripture.
你们知道我要在经文里面告诉你们。
Now in Amos in chapter 3,
在亚摩斯书第三章。
Now we see in this wonderful prophet,
我们看到这一个很奇妙的先知。
And verse 7,
亚摩斯书三章第七节。
The Lord has a principle.
主在这里讲出一个原则。
When he is going to show judgment,
当他在那里要施行审判的时候
，When he is about to act from the heavens，
当他要从天上施行审判的时候
，Before he acts，
当他审判之前
，He tells his prophets，
他告诉他的先知们
，Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants the prophet。
第七节，主耶和华若不将奥秘只是他的仆人众先知就一无所行。
But here we notice the wonderful emphasis there is not the prophet, but the servants.
在这里我们所看到的不是先知，而是仆人。
These ones whose heart are wholly given to the Lord. The Lord says, psst, psst, I want to tell you something. I'm about to do something.
哦，主找到这些心向他存诚实的人，主就告诉他，你们听着，我要做一些事情了。
Now why does he do that?
他为什么这样做？
So that these people can be full of pride and I know what the Lord's going to do. Ha ha ha.
那这些人是不就是说我知道主要做什么呀？
Or does he tell them so that they can relax and say, oh, now I can quit praying. Because God's going to do it.
或者告诉他们，哎，我现在不用祷告，主要干这事。
Well, we know that's not what happens.
我们知道不是这个情况。
What happened when God said to Daniel, psst, according to Jeremiah, the time is up.
好像主告诉大耶利米，根据耶利米，时候到了。
Now, what did Daniel do?
大耶利米做什么？
Threw open the windows and began to pray with all his might. God, do!What you said you're going to do.
他就打开窗户向神祷告说主啊你行 你说你要行的事。
Which brings us to our third principle of merciful prayer.
就带出了怜悯祷告的第三个原则。
Now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 45.
我们翻到以赛亚书第四十五章。
I hesitate to go into Isaiah because our brother is covering it so well.
我有点不愿意进入以赛亚，是因为我们的弟兄在讲以赛亚书。
But I must sneak in just for a verse.
但是我要还是要用一节啊。
Actually, tomorrow night I'm going to rob a lot of chapters there.
明天我要用很多的以赛亚书抢我们的弟兄的啊。
But Isaiah chapter 45, listen to verse 11. It's the most wonderful verse.
以赛亚书四十五章第十一节是宝贝的一节经文。
Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker, Ask me about the things to come concerning my son. And regarding the work of my hands, command me.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的如此说，将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的种子并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。
Now, you know, in English, we have a running battle with different versions.
英文有不同的版本。
And it's only the King James that stays true to what the Hebrew actually says.
在新定本特别是根据原文来翻译的。
And what does the Hebrew say?
那你说什么呢？
When 希伯来文。I tell you about something I'm going to do,
我要告诉你我要做的事情。
Command me to do it.
你命令我来做。
Isn't that strange? God loves to be commanded.
这是不是很奇怪呢？神愿意我们来命令他。
He loves to be commanded to do His will.
他愿意我们命令他去行他的旨意。
It's the glory of God when His children command Him to do what He wants to do.
当神的儿女命令神去做他要做的时候，神就得荣耀了。
I think some parents here tonight would faint right down on the floor.
今天有些做父母的可能会昏倒。
If your child came up tonight to you and says, Oh, Father, Father, teach me to obey.
你的儿子对你说，爸爸，爸爸，你教我怎么顺服你。
And then they would wonder why you fell on the floor.
他们就会发现你为什么晕倒在地上。
Maybe they would fall on the floor thinking this is what I should do.
他们应该晕倒在地上。
But here's a mystery.
这里有一个奥秘。
Only those who have received mercy can understand this.
只有蒙了怜恤的人才能够明白。
Because of the mercy of God.
因着神的怜悯。
He wants us to command Him.
他要我们去命令他。
And that's why He tells us what He's going to do.
这是为什么他告诉我们他要做什么。
You know, God, there are some matters that are going to fall upon this world and upon this nation any moment.
因为有一些的事情今天要临到这个世界，临到这个国家。
We know the end times are here.
我们知道末了的时候到了。
We can see the sign.
我们可以看到这些的兆头。
We know the church will grow cold.
我们知道教会会冰冷。
We know all of these prophecies.
我们知道这些的预言。
Now what do we do?
我们做什么呢？
Oh, it's too late.
哎呀，没办法了。
Let the church fall into darkness.
愿意让教会进入黑暗吧。
I say that's not what the remnant hears.
这不是渔民听到的。
God says, I am going to bring judgment.
神说，我要审判这个时代。
I'm going to bring judgment on California very soon.
我要很快的审判加州。
It will be a great shaking.
这里有大的地震。
Now why would He tell us that?
为什么他告诉我们？
So we could move to Colorado?
我们可以搬家吗？
He tells us that because he doesn't want to do it.
因为他告诉我们，因为他不愿意这样做。
Don't we know his mercy yet?
我们知认识他的怜悯吗？
When God says he's going to do judgment,
当神说他要审判，
he wants to hear a prayer. Mercy, mercy.
听我们求怜悯的祷告。
Because God, who knows? God might change his mind.
因为谁知道，或者神改变他的旨意。
But here we fall in unbelief.
但是今天
How could God love the United States?
California?
Or San Francisco? Or even the backslidden church? Even the members of my family who won't believe. They should go to hell. No. Who has mercy?
谁有怜悯?
Who has mercy? What is mercy?
什么是怜悯?
To stand in the gap.
站在破口那里,
between God and somebody.
站在神跟那个人中间,
then God can show mercy.
神就施怜悯.
Now the reason I speak about this prayer principles tonight,
今天我讲到这些祷告的原则,
is that we simply want to look at this matter of prayer. For the remnant, for those who are seeking God's mercy.
我们特别是要讲到这些渔民, 他们向神祷告, 呼求怜悯。
The other day, I read a devotion from A.W. Tozer.
那天我读了Tozer的一篇灵修的文字。
And it's called Touching Heaven in Prayer.
是讲到在祷告里面摸着天。
Now there's four paragraphs here. I'll only read two shorter ones.
在这里有四段话, 我只读两段。
He says, too many praying persons seek to use prayer as a means to ends that are not wholly pure.
有太多的人祷告, 他们停止了祷告, 因为
that are not wholly pure.
因为他们
Prayer is often conceived to be little more than a technique for self-advancement, a heavenly method of achieving earthly success.
而祷告现在只成为一个自己要向前发展的一个属天的工具。
But then he starts to talk about us praying for larger things.
然后他就讲到要为更大的事来祷告。
But he says prayer that slavishly follows the day-by-day development of world news may quite easily be wasted prayer.
因为祷告就是按着每天在地上发生的新闻这样来祷告的话,实在是很容易就成为没有用的。Most
news media report events like ping-pong balls being batted back and forth.
因为新闻里面报道的
The reports are lively enough. They make an attention-getting racket, but they lack significance.
因为这些的新闻非常的有趣，但是他们里面没有实际。
Surely the Lord God, who presides over history, knows how few things matter.
因为我们的主，他实在是掌权，在历史里面掌权的那位，他知道。
But he knows also what things do matter. And if we are spiritual enough to hear his voice, he will lead us to engage in the kind of praying that will be effective. And so we come back to this New Year's Eve.
所以我们来到这新年的除夕的最后一个晚上。
To watch and pray.
来警醒祷告。
How can we pray for things that matter?
我们怎么样能够为有用的事情祷告?
Now you know in our prayer meetings, we pray a lot.
你知道在祷告聚会里面我们有很多的祷告。
Some people are especially gifted in long prayers.
有的人是特别有长祷告的恩赐。
And we pray for many things concerning those who are sick and those who need a job and such things.
我们有很多事情祷告为生病的为失业的祷告。
But the question is,
但是问题是在,
well then who will pray the kingdom prayer?
有谁
Now it's true we pray, give us, Lord, our daily bread and forgive us for our trespasses. But who is praying the larger matters? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但谁为了那更大的事情祷告？ 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Only those who have a heart with the largeness of God's kingdom in view.
只有那些心存神那 国度的人, 有这样的祷告。
Now every Christian
每一个基督徒
has an anointing within them.
在他们里面都有恩膏的教训。
From the moment you're born again, the Spirit lives in you.
从你重生的那一刻, 圣灵就在你的里面。
And this anointing tells you when something is right or wrong.
这个恩膏的教训就告诉你什么是对, 什么是错。
And every Christian has this.
每一个基督徒都有这些。
But it isn't entirely enough to effectively watch and pray.
但这个不够能够充满在我们的里面。
Now, we need this anointing.
我们需要恩膏的教训。
And this makes us like the cockroach.
因为这好像像那个蟑螂一样啊。
Now, you know the cockroach.
你知道那些蟑螂。
And especially here in San Francisco.
特别是在三藩市。
The cockroach is a most valuable scientific instrument.
因为蟑螂是 科学家最需要的一个仪器。
Along the whole San Andreas Fault, they stick all of these million-dollar equipment things that seismographically determine if there's any kind of vibrations at all.
因为在我们整个的地震这个地壳的上面装了很多非常贵的科学仪器来测量有任何的震动。
And having spent their millions,
花了成百万的投资,
they also keep a jar of cockroaches in the lab. Because cockroaches have a funny thing.
因为这个蟑螂啊, 他们有一个特点。
And it's been the experience of those in California,
在加州的人做过实验,
that moments before there's an earthquake,
当地震之前,
the cockroaches come out of the wall.
这个蟑螂就从墙里面爬出来。
They sense with their sensitivity that there is a shaking about to happen.
因为他们探觉到有地震要发生了。And
suddenly on your quiet little house floor you hear
所以在你们的安静的房子里面就听到这些蟑螂爬出来了。
Now you should leave the building.
你们应该快快逃跑。
Now we have Christians who have this cockroach instinct.
我们有一些基督徒啊, 就好像有这个蟑螂的敏锐的感觉。
And praise God for that.
我们感谢主。
But do you listen to this anointing?
但是你听不听这个恩膏的提醒呢?
Do you sense that there's something coming?
你有没有感觉得到有事情要发生呢?
Do you sense God is moving in a new epoch and a new way?
你有没有发现神在这个新的时代有一个新的开始呢?
At least we should have some kind of instinctive response that draws us to prayer.
要有一个这样的敏锐的感觉带我们去祷告。
But the Lord needs something more.
但是主需要我们有更多的回应。
We might call it prophetic insight.
应该有先知的看见。
It means there needs to be some people who understand heaven's interest in the things that are going on this earth.
因为需要有一些人他们知道天在地上要得到的东西。
You know, when David brought the 12 tribes before him in his kingdom,
当大卫把十二个支派带到他的国度里面的时候,
it's interesting that one of the smaller tribes was given this compliment.
就是有一个小的支派得到这样的称赞。
It listed the numbers of these tribes.
这些的支派就告诉他们有多少人。
But you remember what happened when it came to Issachar.
你记得讲到以撒迦这个支派。
That's one of the 12 tribes.
这是十二支派当中一个。
And it says, and the sons of Issachar.
就讲到以撒迦的儿女。
Who knew the times and what to do.
他们通达时务，他们知道那个是什么时刻，他们要做什么。
Now this is one of the important reasons we gather together to watch and pray.
这就是我们要很清楚，当我们祷告的时候，要有这样的悟性感觉。
Gathered together two or three, the Lord's presence comes into our midst.
当我们两三个人奉主的名在一起祷告的时候，主就与我们同在。
And reveals to us the things that are taking place.
他就显明要发生的事情，告诉我们。
Because when there is an action in heaven,
因为当天上有行动的时候
，it precedes the corresponding action on earth.
在地上。先有这样的回应。
And God's looking for a people to tell these things to.
因为神在那里寻找有一些人要有这样的祷告。
In order that we might pray.
这样我们，他通知我们，告诉我们，我们来祷告。
We are the sons of Issachar.
我们是以撒家的儿女。
Who know the times.
我们能够认识是什么时刻。
And what to do.
我们能也知道做什么。
They can look at signs.And interpret them.
他们看到这些的兆头，他们能够明白。
Now, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, oh, they could predict the weather.
那个撒都该人、法利赛人，他们可以预测天气。
They could predict the economy.
他们可以预测前面经济的发
展。They could predict the politics.
他们可以预测政治怎么发生。
But they couldn't see the signs of the time.
但是他们不认识什么，如今是什么时刻。
But God is looking to and fro for a remnant who sees the signs of the time.
但是神在这里寻找渔民，他们认识如今是什么时刻。
And so the Lord says, watch and pray.
所以主说要警醒祷告。
Now we'll just spend the next few minutes looking at Psalm 80.
我们现在要花一点时间来看诗篇第八十篇。
Here is a prayer of mercy.
这里是一个求怜悯的祷告。
Here is a prayer for revival of God's people.
在这里是一个叫神的儿女复兴的一个祷告。
Here is a prayer of understanding what God is doing.
这里是一个明白神旨意的祷告。
Now we mentioned that this was written by the sons of Asaph.
我们讲到这是亚撒的诗。
Now you know David appointed Asaph to be one of the leaders of the choir and the musicians.
你知道大卫就分派亚撒的儿女来带领诗歌跟赞美。
And this particular Asaph and then his sons have a certain perspective.
亚撒跟他的子孙有这样的看见。
They have discovered the mercies of God.
他们在那里看到了神的怜悯。
It's because they have come to the place where they say, Who have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth that I desire but thee.
因为他们在那里说，在天我还有谁呢？在地上也没有我所爱慕的。
That's a psalm of Asaph.
这是以撒的诗。
Psalm 73, 74, 75, right through 83, all Psalm of Asaph.
诗篇从73篇一直到83篇都是亚撒的诗。
And here we see this psalm.
我们在这里看到第80篇。
Now let's look at it for a moment.
我们花点时间看。
You see how it opens the first three verses.
前面的三节你看到。
Oh, give ear, shepherd of Israel.You who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin, Manasseh, stir up your power and come and save us. O God, restore us. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved.
明月色如明羊群之以色列的牧者啊，求你留心听，坐在基路伯上的啊，求你发出光来，在以法莲、便雅悯、玛拿西前面施展你的大能来救我们。神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Now this is Asaph.
这是亚撒。
He's a Levite.
他是一个利未人。
He dwells in Jerusalem.
他住在耶路撒冷。
He lives in the temple.
He
praises God day and night.
He's a
psalmist. He loves God and worships God. And one day he hears the news. And what's the news?
这消息是什么?
Northern Israel has been captured by the Assyrians and taken to captivity.
北国的以色列被亚述人掳去。
Northern Israel, they're also known as the tribes of Joseph.
北国的以色列就是约瑟支派。
Sometimes they're called Ephraim.
或者以法,
Joseph's son.
是约瑟的儿子的支派。
And also he mentions Manasseh.
他也讲到马拿西。
And what's happened?
什么事情发生?
These 10 tribes have gone off, been taken off by the Assyrians, and they would become what we call today the lost tribes of Israel.
这10个支派被亚述人掳去, 就是我们今天说的那10个失落的支派。
Now this event occurred in the days of Isaiah.
这是在以赛亚的时代发生的。
And also occurred in the days of this psalm.
也是在这诗亚萨诗人时候发生的。
Now there's something very, very sad.
是非常悲惨的事情。
Because when Israel went into captivity,
当以色列被掳的时候,
Judah cared nothing.
犹大并不关心他们。
Now Judah considered itself the remnant, and the 10 tribes as those who had backslidden.
犹大 是可以说是愚民，那十个支派可以说是那些退后的、离道的。But
this Levite was broken-hearted.
但这个利未人他的心碎了。And
he says he knew that these 10 tribes were their brothers.
他知道这十个支派是他们的弟兄。
This is Joseph and his children.
这是约瑟跟他的子孙。These
are God's beloved children.
这是神所爱的儿女。Captive.
被掳。In a captivity.
被掳。This
should never be.
不应该啊。But
nobody was watching and nobody cared.
没有人警醒，没有人关心。And
so we find this request.
所以我们在这里看到有这样的祈求。Shepherd.
Of Israel.
他说，领约瑟如领羊群以色列的牧者啊，
Give ear.
求你留心听啊。
You lead Joseph like a flock.
你领约瑟如领羊群。
Shine forth.
你在那里带领着他们， 求你发光。
Wake up.
醒过来吧。
Now think about this.
想一想。
The sons of Asaph are asking God to wake up.
亚萨的子孙 叫神醒过来,
something is wrong.
有一些问题发生。Jehovah
is the shepherd of Israel.
耶和华是以色列的牧者。Israel
is his flock.
以色列是他的羊群。How
can they go to captivity?
他们怎么能够被掳呢?
Wake up, shepherd, wake up!
哦,牧人啊,你醒过来吧。You
see, this is the prayer.
这是这个祷告。And
you see what he says here.
他这里说什么呢?
He says, come and at the end of verse 2, come to save us.
说来救我们。
Now, isn't that interesting?
这实在是很有意思。
This Levite lives in Judah.
这个利未人住在犹大。
He's in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷。
He's not being taken away to captivity.
他没有被掳啊。
But in the spirit.
但在灵里面。
Their captivity is his captivity.
他们的被掳。
You see the wideness of God's mercy. Thank God, sometimes those who praise the Lord are also have a sensitive heart of mercy for what God wants.
今天有许多赞美神的人，他们对神的事情有一个敏锐的感觉。
I can't help but feel
我实在不能够没有这样的感觉。
That today there's such a growing distinction in the church.
今天在教会的里面有这样的光景。
There are those who truly know the Lord, they're truly saved, they truly love the Word of God.
在有一些真正 认识神的人，真正得救的人。
But there's many other Christians in those northern tribes already in captivity.
但今天有许多的基督徒就是在北边那些支派里面已经被掳了。
Now as we come to this hour and pray,
当我们在这个时刻来祷告的时候，
Do you realize we are suffering because of their suffering?
你有没有看到今天我们受苦是因着他们在苦难当中？
That their captivity is our captivity.
他们的被掳也是我们的被掳。
Because we're all part of one body.
因为我们都是在一个身体的里面。
And when they suffer, we suffer.
他们受苦，我们也受苦。
Now maybe you don't believe that.
或者你不相信这样。
But Asaph believes it.
但是亚撒是这样相信。
I'll have to show you that in just a moment.
我们继续来看。
When Asaph intercedes, he does it with such boldness before the Lord. Lord, wake up, shine forth.
当亚撒那里代求的时候，他是那样的勇敢说，主啊，你醒过来吧。
Isn't it interesting?
这实在非常有意思。
How those who know the Lord in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面这些认识主的人，
how they can ask the Lord to wake up.
他们能够叫主醒过来吧。
God in His mercy,
神在他怜悯的底下，
He delights
在光中
to be inquired of by His children.
哦，他的儿女在那里向他这样的要求。
David says to Jehovah, "Wake up, wake up and save me."
大卫向耶和华说：“主啊，求你醒过来，你救我吧。”
This matter of praying for God to wake up,
这一个呼求神叫他醒过来，
is seen many places.
在圣经里面许多地方。
But I'm going to sneak into Isaiah just to show you another one.
我又要跳到以赛亚书里面来看。
In Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书第五十一章。
Now the remnant is praying.
哦，渔民在那里祷告。
And the remnant prays in Isaiah 51 and verse 9.
以赛亚五十一章第九节，渔民在这里这样的祷告。
Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, the generations of long ago.
注明耶和华的膀臂啊，兴起兴起，以能力为衣穿上，像古时的年代，上古的时代兴起一样。
And then he goes on and says, "You are the one who separated the sea. You did all these great things. Wake up, wake up."
他说你是死海，深渊的水干固的，你起来吧，你起来吧。
Now, of course, I ask a question as a fool. Now, do you think the Lord was asleep?
哦，我在这里这样讲，好像非常的愚蠢。你知道主难道真的会睡着吗
？Of course not.
当然他不会。
But he wasn't answering the prayers.
但他没有答应他们的祷告。
He wasn't doing what he usually does.
他没有做他本来做的事情。
He usually keeps his flock.
他平时是保护他的羊群。
But now his flock has been taken into captivity.
如今他的羊群被掳。
Something's wrong.
有问题吗？
And all we can pray in our foolishness is, "Wake up, Lord, wake up."
我们所能够祷告的就是对主说兴起兴起。
Notice what we find in Isaiah 52.
我们在以赛亚五十二章里面也找到。
In verse 1.
以赛亚五十二章第一节。
Now the Lord speaks.
主在这里说。
And he says, "Awake, awake, clothe yourself in your strength, O Zion."
那个说西安呐、啊，兴起兴起，披上你的能力。
So the Lord says back to his remnant, "You wake up."
然后主就向他的渔民说，你们要兴起来，起来。
But he doesn't mind that they come and say, "Lord, wake up."
但他当渔民对他祷告说，主啊，你起来，主说没有问题。
Because they're seeking God.
因为这些人是在那里寻找神。
Do you think God doesn't like it when you seek him?
你以为当你寻找神的时候神不喜欢吗？
Of course not.
当然他喜欢。
And so these Asaph prays this prayer.
所以当亚撒在这里呼发出这样的祷告，
He knows God.
他认识神。
He's earnest in his prayer.
哦，他在那里这样的迫切的祷告。
And he knows how to pray for their salvation.
他知道如何为他们的救恩那里祈求。
We'll talk about it maybe in a couple of minutes, but he says three things.
他，我们等一下再说，他说了三件事。
Turn us.
回转，叫我们回转。
Shine your face.
求你的面光照在我们上面。
And we will be saved.
我们就得救了。
But while he's praying for northern Israel,
当他向北国以色列为北国以色列祈求的时候
and as he's before the Lord in this intercession,
哦，当他在主面前这样代求的时候
and as he's asking for mercy,
当他在那里求怜悯的时候
God reveals something deeper.
神就启示一些更深的信息。
God reveals Judah's condition.
神就显现了犹大的光景。
And we see in Psalm 80,
我们在诗篇八十篇里面我们看到。
Now there's much that could be said, but we don't have the time to go into everything.
还有很多的东西，但是我们没有时间去继续的讲这一些。
He says two things.
他这里讲了两件事。
Lord God of hosts, in verse 4.
第四节说，耶和华万军之神啊。
How long will you be angry with the prayer of your people?
你向你百姓的祷告发怒要到几时呢？
And then in verse 12.
第十二节。
Why have you broken down the hedges so that all who pass by pick its fruit?
说你为何拆毁这树的篱笆，任凭一切过目的人摘取呢？
Now as Asaph is praying,
亚撒在这里祷告。
He sees something.
他有看见。
I saw northern Israel taken into captivity.
我看到北国以色列被掳。
And as I prayed to God about it,
当我向主祷告的时候
He said, look to your own house.
主说看看你们自己的家。
The hedge has been broken.
这些的篱笆已经被拆毁了。
The boars have gotten in and stolen your children.
哦，这些的野猪进来糟蹋，他们抢了你们的儿女。
My name has been stolen.
我的名字被抢夺。
My righteousness has been stolen.
我的公义被抢夺。
There's a breach in the hedge.
哦，在这里这些篱笆被拆毁了。
Now last night I spoke about this matter of the hedge.
昨天我们讲到这些的篱笆。
God places a hedge about His people.
神在他的百姓周围穿起篱笆来。
But when their righteousness is when they fall against righteousness, the hedge gets broken.
当这些人离开了公义，篱笆就破毁了。
And suddenly he realizes,
突然之间他发现
that Judah,
犹大
is also backsliding.
也在那里退后了。
Now you know, let me ask you a serious question.
我问你们一个严肃的问题。
You know the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里面的七个教会。
Do you think any one of those seven churches knew there was something wrong until the Lord showed them what was wrong?
你知不知道这七个教会里面的人知不知道他们里面有问题啊？在主没有告诉他们只没有指出他们的问题以前，他们知不知道他们自己的问题呢？
I think every church thinks they're okay.
我以为每个教会都觉得他们还不错。
Oh, well, of course we're not perfect.
哦，当然我们不完全。
But we're okay.
但是我们还可以。
And we're better than those guys.
哦，我们比那些好。
Unless the Lord reveals to us what's wrong, how can we repent?
除非神向我们启示出我们的问题，不然我们怎么知道悔改呢？
It's not even sincere.
这我们不是我们要真诚吗？
But what if we see that our hedge has been broken into?
但如果我们发现我们的篱笆给破坏了。
And even while we sleep, our children are being stolen away by the world.
当我们睡觉的时候，我们的儿女被世界掳去了。
And did you notice there in verse 12?
你有没有发现在十二节那里
Now this is truly discerning prayer.
这实在是一个有见常理的祷告。
Because here is the question before the Lord.
因为这是在主面前一个问题。
Lord,
主啊
,Why have you broken the hedge?
你为何拆毁这树的篱笆
it wasn't the boars.
不是那些的野猪做的。
It wasn't the enemy.
不是仇敌做的。
It wasn't the world.
不是世界。
It wasn't northern Israel.
哦，不是北方的以色列。
The Lord broke the hedge.
他说，主，你拆毁这篱笆。
Can you believe that? Would the Lord do such a thing?
你们能够信神做这事吗？
He builds a hedge around his people, and then he breaks the hedge.
他为了他的百姓建造篱笆，如今他自己拆毁他的篱笆。
We might not understand these things, but actually that's a mercy.
我们可能不明白这些事情，但是这是怜悯。
If he breaks your hedge,
如果他拆毁你的篱笆，
you may suffer loss.
你可能有损失。
But if you repent and stand in the gap, he will heal the hedge.
如果你能够悔改，堵住破口，他就能够医治。
And you won't go into captivity.
那你就不至于被掳。
Now northern Israel had no more hedge.
北国的以色列他们没有篱笆了。
And Judah was in danger.
犹大是在危难的当中。
If she doesn't act,
如果他们没有回应的话，
then her hedge would be destroyed and she would go to captivity.
他们的篱笆也会被毁坏，他们也会被掳。
Now did she go?
他们有没有被掳？
Yeah, 100 years or more later.
一百年之后他们也被掳。
But at the time, Judah said, no, we're good.
但是当时犹大觉得他们不错。
We have Jerusalem, we worship God.
我们有耶路撒冷，我们敬拜神啊。
We have the temple.
我们有圣殿。
Oh, God loves us.
神爱我们。
We're the remnant.
我们是余民。
Isaiah said, no, you're not the remnant.
以赛亚说你们不是余民。
And so this singer Asaph sees that the hedge God has broken into.
所以歌唱的亚萨说你们的篱笆被拆毁。
Now we have a great self-delusion built into our fallen nature.
我们在我们这个堕落的天性里面我们有这种自己欺骗自己的这个问题。
We cannot believe God would do something so drastic like this.
我们不能够相信神能够做这样特别的事情。
And so we blame it on second causes.
所以我们在那里就说这是其他的原因。
Oh, USA, it's in bad shape because of the banks.
美国这么有问题是这些银行家的问题。
Silicon Valley.com.
这个西谷啊，这些 .com 的公司。
It's the terrorists. Yeah, that's right.
是都是这些恐怖分子的问题。
What if God has broken our hedge?
是神拆毁我们的篱笆。
Would that be a mercy for us?
这是不是？向我们施的怜悯。
Now what do we do about that?
我们怎么办呢？
Do we stand in the gap?
我们是不是站在堵住破口呢？
That's a very important time.
这是一个非常重要的时刻。
What can we do?
我们能够做什么？
Nothing.
什么都不干吗？
But the second question is even a deeper question. God, why are you angry with our prayer?
这第二个问题就更重要。主啊，你为什么向我们的祷告发怒？
Now here Asaph sees people coming to the temple. Oh, they're praying and crying and praying.
亚萨在这里看到圣殿里面他们在这里祷告。
God's not hearing.
神没有听他们祷告。
They're drinking their tears.
他们喝自己的泪水。
Their neighbors are laughing.
他们的邻居在那里耻笑他们。
God's not answering.
神不垂听他们的祷
告。Why is God not answering?
为什么神不垂听他们的祷
告？ You know, when the Lord stops answering, we start praying more and more and more.
你知道，当神不听我们祷告的时候，我们就祷告的更多。
Even our prayer meetings get longer.
我们的祷告聚会就更长。
But God's not hearing.
神不听我们的祷告。
Why?
为什么？
What do you think here? What do you think the case is?
这里的问题是什么？
Is it they're praying selfish prayer?
是他们在这里自私的祷告吗？
Is it that they're sinful?
是不是
haven't made proper sacrifices and are praying?
是不是他们犯罪，他们没有献祭呢？
What do you think?
你以为是什么问题吗？
Do you think God gets angry with our prayers?
你以为神因着我们的祷告而发怒吗？
Oh, we immediately say, oh, God forbid. God loves our prayers.
你说神喜欢我们的祷告啊。
Perhaps the reason that God was angry with their prayers.
神向他们的祷告发怒的原因可能是
they weren't praying with the wideness of mercy.
他们没有求神宽广的怜悯。
They were praying things for themselves.
他们在那里为自己祈求。
Just self-survival.
为自己的生存而祷告。
And here was 10 of their brethren, the tribes of the north, that were being taken away into captivity.
在这里，他们的弟兄十个支派已经被掳了。
Where is the mercy?
怜悯在哪里？
Judah is dancing around in the temple during their feast times, and they say, "Ah, the northern tribes are unfaithful."
Oh, Judah 在圣殿里面跳舞赞美神，他说北方的支派他们不忠心。
But this is what the Lord says.
这是主说的。
In Ezekiel chapter 22,
在以西结书二十二章
，The Lord asks this question.
主在这里问这个问题。
In verse 30,
以西结二十二章第三十节
of Ezekiel 22,
以西结二十二章第三十节
I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap, that's hedge, build up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land so that I would not destroy it. But I found no one. Thus I have poured out my indignation on them and I've consumed them with the fire.Of my wrath.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个，使我将恼恨找在他们身上，用烈怒的火灭了他们。
If Judah was truly the remnant,
如果犹大真是余民的话
she should have been in the gap.
他们应该堵住破口。
And interceding for the backslidden tribes.
他们为了那退后的支派来代祷。
And if she had interceded,
如果他们在那里有代祷
，God said, "I was looking for anybody to stand there."
神在那里说，我是在那里寻找任何的人站在那里。
Where were they?
他们在哪里
？And so, northern Israel is in captivity.
所以北国。以色列被掳。
God is just looking for an excuse to show mercy. But if nobody's standing in the gap, he brings on judgment.
神在那里要寻找一个原因来施行怜悯，但是没有一个人站在那里堵住破口。
Now, God willing, we'll look at this again tomorrow night.
如果主愿意，我们明天继续在这方面看。
But we must come back finally to this matter in the prayer.
我们现在要回到这个祷告的里面。
In this prayer for reviving,
在这个求复兴的祷告。
And we see in verse 17 at the end of Psalm 80,
在诗篇八十篇第十七节那里说
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man, whom you've made strong for yourself.
愿你的手扶持你右边的人，就是你为自己所坚固的人子。
Then we shall not turn back from you,Revive us, and we will call upon your name.
这样我们便不退后离开你，求你救活我们，我们就要求告你的名。
O Lord God of hosts, turn us, cause your face to shine, and we will be saved.
万军的耶和华神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Now do you see?
你看到了。
The sons of Asaph see what the issue is.
亚萨的子孙他们知道问题在哪里
Whether it's in the temple courts,
是在外院吗
Or it's in the homes of Israel,
是在以色列的家里吗
Or it's in the church of Jesus Christ,
是在耶稣基督的教会里面吗
There's one thing that's needful,
在有一点是需要的
Actually two,
两点
But the first one is,
头一点
The enthroned presence of God.
神宝座的同在。
Now we often have the blessing.
我们常常有祝福。
But do we have his presence?
我们有没有他的同在
？If the word of God is preached, you will have blessing.
如果神的话在这里传讲，你们就蒙福。
But do we have his presence?
那我们有没有神的同在
？Some Christians talk about his presence like it will come.Anytime, anywhere, and upon anyone.
有些基督徒他们讲到神的同在是在任何地方、任何时刻、在任何的人当中。
Do you really think God would come down and rest upon an unrighteous people?
你真是以为神会临天而降住在不义的人当中吗
？Now I know we're all washed by the blood of the Lamb.
我们知道我们都是被他宝血洗净的人。
But oh, many Christians say, "Oh Lord, come down in your presence."
哦，有的基督徒说：“主啊，求你在我们当中。”
And if his presence came down,
如果他的同在,
they would be destroyed.
他们就会被销毁。
Oh, the church, the whole church thinks it has the presence of God.
整个的教会以为他们有神的同在。
But it's confused blessing with presence.
但是这样的祝福实在是有困惑的。
But Asaph knows the difference.
亚萨知道 这个不同在哪里?
You remember way back years ago when Moses was talking to God on the mount.
你记得摩西在山上对神说,
and God said, Moses, I'm going to send my angel along with you and the children, but I'm not going with you.
神说, 我差我的使者, 与你同行, 我不与你,
I'll send my angel.
我差派 天使去,
He'll give you victory.
他就叫你得胜,
He'll give you blessing.
给你祝福,
Moses said no.
摩西说, 不要这样,
if your presence doesn't go with us,
如果你的同在没有与我同去,
I'm not going.
我不去。
Now how many churches would say that today?
今天有多少聚会是这样讲?
If the Lord said, okay, I'll bless you, you're my children.
主说, 我祝福你们, 你们是我的儿女。
Sing to me, raise up your hands, I'll give you a blessing.
举手, 祷告, 我祝福你们。
Ask in faith, I'll answer you.
用信心来祈求, 我就应允。
But I'll not be head, because you won't allow me to be Lord over you. But you will not allow me to be Lord and head over you, so my presence will not come.
但是你不让我做你们的主, 我的同在就不能够在你们当中。
Now honestly,
诚实地说,
now how many Christians would settle for the blessings?
有多少人, 他们只想得到祝福就算了。
And how many Christians say, no, Lord?
有多少基督徒说, 不,
if your presence is not here,
如果你的同在没有在其中,
then we are in trouble.
我们实在是有祸吧。
Just his presence, his face shining, brings revival.
他的同在, 他的面光就把我们复兴起来。
There's one other thing that Asaph sees.
亚萨还看到另外一件事。
God must turn us in order for us to repent.
神要使我们转回，我们才能够悔改。
Notice what he says in all four places, in verse 3, verse 7, verse 14, verse 19.
在第三、第七、第十四、第十七，在那里都在这里说。
He's saying, God, have mercy upon us.
说神啊, 向我们施怜悯。
We're so hard-hearted.
我们的心是那样的刚硬,
we could fake repentance, but we can't really repent.
我们在那里假装悔改,
but if you turn us,
如果你把我们转过来,
then we repent.
那我们就真正的悔改,
and then your face can shine.
然后你的脸就发光,
now that's what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
We need to turn.
我们需要转回,
but we can't turn.
但是我们转不过来,
we can fake it.
我们可以假装,
but real repentance?
但是真正的悔改,
oh God, turn us.
主啊, 把我们转过来,
and we will be turned.
我们愿意回转,
and shine your face.
用你的脸光照亮我们,
and we will be saved.
我们就得救了。
I think this prayer applies to the church.
这个祷告应用在教会上面。
California, United States.
用于在加州, 用于在全美国,
how wide is God's mercy?
神的怜悯是多么的宽广,
but it depends on what we see.
这是看看我们看到多少。
Are our prayers, those prayers that see the times and are praying according to His kingdom desire?
我们的祷告, 我们要看到今天是什么时刻是根据他的国度的要求来祷告。
Then he will listen as we turn and shine his face.
然后他就听我们祷告, 使我们转回, 他就用他的脸光来照我们。
Now all of this has been a message at the end of the year.
这都是 这年底的信息。
I am not trying to bring you to doubt where you stand in the Lord.
我不怀疑你们今天在主所站的地位。
I hope you love the Lord with all your heart and your mind, soul and strength.
我真是但愿你们能够尽心尽性尽意爱你们的神。
But do you love your neighbor as yourself?
但是你们能不能是不是也爱人如己呢？
It's all the same thing.
这是同样的。
There's a wideness in God's mercy.
在神的怜悯底下是那么的宽广。
Who can measure?
谁能够测透呢？
Who knows what God can do?
或者谁知道神要做什么？
In 2011,
在2011年，
if there are those who have spiritual intelligence who will pray and stand in the gap,
在那里有属灵的智慧站在这个破口那里祷告。
Who knows what the Lord can do?
或者谁知道神要做什么呢？
Do you think maybe the Lord is a factor in our economic recovery?
你相信神在我们经济的复苏过程里面是一个要素吧？
Well, maybe you think those things are foolish.
你或者你觉得哦，这个是愚拙的事情。
You know why prophecy always seems foolish?
我的讲的预言好像都是看为愚拙的。
Because it's always specific to a time, to place, and to circumstance.
因为都是很具体的，在一个时刻，在一个地方，在一个特殊的环境底下，我讲的。
So if those prophets just got up in the Old Testament and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I'm going to destroy everybody who is evil," nobody would mind.
哦，在好像旧约里面，神的话说他要毁灭一切作恶的人，当然大家都觉得没有问题。
But when Amos said, "For six and for seven," I will destroy Israel. Then they have a fight.
阿摩斯在那里说，或这日或那日，我要毁坏以色列，大家就有个意见。
And even today,
就算在今日
，the signs going on around us,
在有各样的兆头在我们周围。
I say this, there's meaning to the signs.
我实在说，在这些的兆头里面有它的意义。
But we will only understand the meaning.When we gather together two and three,
当我们
and inquire of the Lord,
当我们两三个人在这里求问主的时候
，2011
年
，the wideness of God's mercy,
神啊宽广的怜悯
，just when things look their darkest,
哦，当地是那么黑暗的时候
，something shines.
有一些光芒要照射出来。
Some find it in their hearts to repent.
有一些他们心中要悔改的人。
Who knows what God can do?
或者谁知道神要做什么事呢？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Great is thy faithfulness, O God our Father.
哦，亲爱的父神，你的信实何广大。
Morning by morning, new mercies we see.
每一天，你的怜悯都是新的。
All that we've needed, thy hand has provided.
我们所需要的一切，你都预备了。
We pray in 2011, thy mercies would be new.
我们求你2011年给我们新的怜悯。
Extend the borders of our tent of mercy.
哦，叫我们的怜悯，我能够扩展我们的怜悯的度界。
We pray for those in our family.
我们为我们家人祷告。
Who are out.
他们离开你了。
Who are no longer abiding in the Lord Jesus.
他们不再住在主里面的。
Bring them home, dear shepherd.
牧人啊，把他们带回家。
Oh Lord, remember our young people.
主啊，纪念我们的年轻人。
Too many have been snatched away.
有许多已经被偷走了。
Oh God, have mercy.
神啊，求你施怜悯。
And bring them back.
把他们带回家。
We pray for those who use us and abuse us.
我们也求你来施恩典，叫那些哦，在我们当中欺负我们的人。
There could be no greater desire of our heart than to know that they are saved.
我们实在为这些逼迫我们的人 求恩典，求主拯救他们。
We pray for our enemies.
我为我们的仇敌祷告。
Those who despise us.
哦，那些鄙视我们的人，我们为他们祷告。
Oh God, have mercy upon them.
求主施恩怜悯他们。
They know not what they do.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Oh, extend the wideness of thy mercy, Lord.
主啊，你扩充你怜悯的度界。
Cause us as thy people.
哦，叫我们来看。叫我们成为你的百姓。
To gather in all those you've desired for yourself.
哦，叫我们实在看到那些属乎你的人能够聚在一起。
And for the dear tribes that are in captivity.
为了那些被掳的支派们。
Dear saints who love you.
那些爱你的圣徒们。
In churches of, with ministers who are compromised.
在那些已经妥协了的聚会的里面。
In systems full of idolatry.
在那些充满了偶像的制度的当中。
Oh God, remember them.
主啊，纪念他们。
That we might come together with rejoicing to Zion.
当我们能够欢喜的聚在一起的时候。
And speak of your deliverance and your mercy.
向我们说出你的拯救，你的怜悯。
May this be a year of recovery.
愿这一年成为恢复的一年。
Hear us, O Lord.
主啊，听我们祷告。
We cannot turn ourselves.
我们自己转不过头来。
Turn us, Lord.
你把我们转回过来。
There's no other answer except your face to shine upon us.
没有其他的答案，我们只求你的面光照亮我们。
That is our one plea.
这是我们的祈求。
Have mercy.
施怜悯。
Amen.
Amen.